We are very grateful to be together tonight.
我们是带着感激的心，我们聚集在一起。
And particularly, it's a blessing for Stella and I to be here because we get to bring greetings from someone who lived here for many years.
实在是我和我的妻子实在是一个福气，我们可以在这里致敬我们的朋友们。
In the last year or so, we stole Jordan from you.
在去年，我们把Jordan 给偷走了。
And we're very grateful. She's been a great blessing to us. You trained her very well.
我们非常感谢你们，因为你们实在是训练她训练得很好。
And we're very thankful.
我们感谢你们。
I'd like for us to turn this evening to 2 Peter.
我们请晚上一起来翻开彼得后书。
2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章。
2 Peter chapter 3, we'll read from verses 10 to 13.
我们读彼得后书第三章第十节到第十三节。
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God?On account of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning, and the elements will melt with intense heat. But according to his promise, we are looking for a new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有声响废去，有行至的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁？怎样敬虔，切切仰望神的日子来到，在那日天被火烧就消化了，有行止的都要被烈火融化，但我们照他的应许盼望新天新地，有意居在其中。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们有一点祷告。
Lord, we are so grateful to be together in your presence tonight.
主，我们感谢你，我们来到你的面前。
Each one of us come and we bow the knee before your royal throne.
主，我们是在你的荣耀的宝座前面我们屈膝。
Lord, we're thankful just for the many precious ways you have displayed your faithfulness to us this week.
主啊，在这个星期，你向我们显示了你多重的信使。
We gather here tonight at the end of the week, realizing it's by your grace and mercy that has kept us.
我们实在是在这个周末，我们来看到实在是你的恩典来保守了我们。
And Lord, we come and we present ourselves afresh unto you.
主，我们把我们新鲜的来献给你。
Lord, we give ourselves to you that your Holy Spirit could work within all of our hearts tonight.
我们把我们献给你，所以可以让你的圣灵在我们每一个人的心里面做工。
We do recognize the days we're living in are days of great crisis.
我们今天我们是活在一个很重大的危机的里面。
But we're thankful for you that in you we have an anchor that holds within the veil.
主，我们但是因为因着你，我们可以在帐幕里面，我们有一抛锚。
So tonight we want to come and put aside the things of this week.
我们把我们周围的事情我们都放下。
And pray for the empowering of your Holy Spirit for our spirit, our soul, and our body.
我们愿意你的圣灵来加强我们的身体、我们的灵和我们的魂。
That you would be able to speak and accomplish all that is upon your heart.
愿意你能把你心里的话都向我们来说出来。
And Lord, we're thankful that by faith we can enter into the provision of that Holy Spirit.
主，我们也是靠着信，我们能进到圣灵给我们的一切的供应的里面。
Lord, have your way in our hearts tonight.
主，你在我们的心里面得到你的路。
And we do give you all the glory and honor due your name.
我们把所有的荣耀和赞美都要归给你。
In thy name we pray. Amen.
奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
As we look at 2 Peter, we see that Peter wrote this letter toward the end of his life.
我们读彼得后书的时候，我们知道彼得是在他将要去世以前写的这卷书信。
What was upon Peter's heart?It's what the Lord is trying to convey to our heart in these days.
在彼得心里面，主放下了一些话，也要在今天向我们说话。
Peter speaks of the end times here.
彼得在这里说到末世。
But what is really upon his heart?
但是在他的心上到底是什么？
It's interesting that Peter speaks of many dynamic events.
彼得在那里说到很多那么动态的事情。
He talks about a thief coming.
他提到有一个贼来到。
He talks about the earth burning up.
他也提到这个整个的地在那里燃烧。
All of these dynamic and drastic things.
所有这些剧烈的这些动态的事情。
But is this really Peter's heart?
但是这实在是不是彼得的心思呢？
No, what is Peter's heart?
不，彼得心里在想什么？
Peter's heart is when he asks this question.
彼得心里面他在问这么一个问题。
What sort of people ought we to be in holy conduct and godliness?
我们该当如何的敬虔，如何的圣洁。
Peter isn't focusing upon the events.
彼得不是在注目在这周围的事情。
But he's focusing upon our heart's condition.
他是在聚焦在我们心里面的这个光景。
Now so often as we talk about the end times,
当我们提到这个末世的时候，
we can be very fascinated with all the prophecies.
我们就会被那许多的预言来抓住。
All of the sequence of events and how things might work out.
在那里面有一件一件的事情的发生。
And it's good that we have a knowledge of that.
我们实在也是不错，我们有这样的知识。
But what is the very key that the Lord is speaking to us in this day?
但是实在主要到底要向我们说什么重要的话？
From the very first time that our Lord set foot upon this earth,
当我们主第一次来到这个地上，
until our Lord returns again,
直到我们主再来，
what he's after is our hearts.
他实在是寻求的是我们的心。
Yes, we learn very much.
是的，我们学到了很多。
And we can have a great knowledge.
我们有很多的知识。
But what he's after the most, what he's looking for, is a heart that's given to him.
但是他在那里寻求的是我们把我们的心来归给他。
He's looking for a people that reflect his very character and nature.
他在找那些百姓来能反射出他的性情。
He's looking for a people that walk in holy conduct.
他在那里找那些人要过敬虔的生活。
And they have the character of godliness.
而且有敬虔的性格。
This is what he's looking for.
这就是他在寻找的。
You remember in Revelation 2 and 3,
你记不记得在启示录第二第三章，
when our Lord was speaking to all of those churches,
当我们的主在那里向所有的教会说话，
what was he looking for in each of those churches?
他在那些教会里面他寻找什么？
Was he really focusing upon their outward actions?
他是不是在那里只是看到他们外在的行为呢？
No, what our Lord was looking for,
不，我们主在寻找，
was the life of Christ manifest in those people.
他是在那里寻找在那些百姓里面所彰显的他的性格。
As he looked upon each of those churches,
当他看到那所有的一个一个的教会，
he was desiring that there would be that corporate vessel that testified of his life.
他愿意在那里找到一个团体的一个器皿来彰显他的生活。
He was jealous for his life among those churches.
他在那里他热切的为那些教会来寻求。
And he's jealous for his life to be manifest among us in this day and time.
他在那里热切地盼望他的性情彰显在那些教会的里面。
And why does Peter share this?
为什么彼得要这样分享？
Peter's desirous for the Lord to return quickly.
彼得他在那里盼望主快来。
And he encourages us in this similar way.
他也是在这里用同样的方式来劝勉我们。
That as we are those that have that holy conduct and godliness,
他愿意我们也在那里有敬虔的生活。
Somehow within God's economy, this hastens his return.
在神的经济里面我们可以 来催促他的回来。
And we want to be those that hasten his return.
我们愿意作为那些人来催促他的回来。
We don't want to be those that delay it one day.
我们不愿意在那里有一天的迟延。
But somehow by our yielding ourselves to him,
也许靠着我们把我们自己来献给他，
somehow by allowing the Lord to be formed within us,
愿意让主来在我们里面成形，
as his character is formed within us,
让他的性情在我们里面成形，
there can be that hastening of his return,
让我们可以因此我们来催促他的回来。
And we know that as we yield to him,
当我们来这里我们把我们让给他的时候，
he starts doing a great transforming work,
他就在那里做变化的工作。
Now as you look at these two words,holy conduct and godliness.
当你在这里看敬虔的生活和圣洁。
It's at first as you look at holiness.
当你看到圣洁的时候。
What does this mean?
这是什么意思？
It comes from this root word of sanctification.
这就带着成圣的这个意思。
Now that's a pretty big word and it scares us away sometimes.
这是一个很大的词，有时候会让我们害怕。
But sanctification, brothers and sisters, really just means being set apart unto him for purpose.
但是成圣只是说要把我们自己分别出来为这样的一个目的。
That our lives aren't, we're not taking our lives for ourselves.
我们不是把我们自己来抓住。
But each and every one of our life is set apart unto him for a purpose.
我们而是为了那个目的，我们把自己分别出来交给他。
What is it set apart from?
我们为再从哪里把我们自己分别出来
？Set apart from the world.
我们是从世界上面分别
出来。Set apart from sin.
我们是从罪上面分别出来。
Set apart from the flesh and our own desires.
我们是从我们自己的肉体和我们自己的私欲里面分别出来。
And not just set apart, but unto Him.
不仅仅是分别出来，而且是交给他。
That he could work within our midst.
可以让他在我们的里面做工。
That he can work in our hearts.
他在我们的心里面做工。
Oftentimes when we think of this word of holiness or sanctification,
也许当我们看到这个词，这个圣洁和成圣的时候，
we think of just the negative side.
我们只是看到一些负面的东西。
We think of the being set apart.
我们觉得我们要分别出来。
And when you're set apart from the world and the sin and flesh,
当你从这个世界、从肉体和这个私欲里面分别出来。
What's the key word there?
那里面有什么关键词？
The word you always hear is no.
你经常听到的一个词就是不。
And young people, we hear this all the time.
我们在年轻人里面，我们经常听到这个回答。
No, you can't do that.
不，你不能这么做。
No, you can't do that.
不，你不能这么做。
You're a Christian, you can't do that.
你是一个基督徒，你不能做
那件事情。But Christians don't do that.
因为基督徒不这样做。
We hear the no, no, no.
我们只是听到不不不。
Now, brothers and sisters, yes, in Christ there is the no.
在主里面，我们确实有这么一个不字。
We're set apart from the world.
因为我们要和世界分
开。We want to say no to all that.
我们愿意对那些所有都说不。
But why are we able to say no?
但是我们如何的能够说不？
It's not because of ourselves.
不是因为我们自己。
But it's because of Him.
因为是他。
He has captured our hearts.
因为他抓住了我们的心。
And the things that we're once attracted to.
当我们被那些事情吸引的时候，
we no longer have that desire.
我们不再有那样的吸引。
And we want to say yes to Him.
我们愿意对着他说是。
Because in Him all things are yes in Christ.
因为在基督里面只有一是。
And there's a riches of life and an abundance that we can enter into.
因为那里有丰富的生命，我们可以进入。
So we find ourselves not being told no from the outside.
我们看见我们自己不是在外面说不。
But as we're giving ourselves to Him,
而是把我们自己献给他。
And we're yielding our lives to Him.
我们把我们的生命来献给他。
There's a life within us that says, no, we're not interested in that anymore.
只是在我们里面的生命说不，我们对那个不再感兴趣。
I'm not interested in this, I'm interested in this.
我对这个不再感兴趣，我感兴趣的是这个。
Oh, because He has a wonderful purpose for us.
因为他实在是对着我们有一个完美的旨意。
Sometimes when we talk about this holiness or a holy life,
有时候当我们提到这个圣洁、圣洁的生命的时候，
we can think it's impossible.
我们有时候觉得是不可能。
And praise God, it is impossible.
感谢神，他实在是可能。
But how do we live the holy life?
但是我们该当如何的过圣洁的生活？
We live the holy life by coming into the realization that the Holy One lives within us.
我们只有来认识到那个圣洁的那一位住在我们里面，我们才可以过圣洁的生活。
We have the holy life within us.
我们在里面有圣洁的生命。
And He's just desiring to burst forth.
他只是愿意在那里要在那里出来。
But we hinder Him so much.
但是我们是那么的阻止他。
He's desiring to express His life through us.
他愿意通过我们来表现他的生命。
And we're so thankful, brothers and sisters.
但是我们在那里，我们感谢主。
That holiness is not a thing.
这个圣洁不是一件事情。
Holiness is a person.
这个圣洁是一位。
Holiness is the person of Christ.
这个圣洁是基督的位格。
And as we touch that life,
当我们摸着那个生命，
we find that we're drawn to it in a fuller and a greater way.
我们看见我们会越多越完全的被它吸引。
And as we're drawn to it,
我们被它吸引。
We find that it starts impacting our character.
我们觉得它在那里影响到我们的性格。
And that's how we come into this godliness.
这就是我们如何的进到圣洁的里面。
That godlikeness,
就像神一样。
Of no longer just being living for ourselves.
不是为我们自己 而活。
But as we consecrate and give ourselves to Him,
我们把我们自己献给他。
We're conformed unto His image.
我们是被磨成他的形象。
Conformed unto the image of His beloved Son.
我们是被磨成他爱子的形象。
In the book of Acts, this is one of the most marvelous testimonies.
在使徒行传，这就是一个那个奇异的一个见证。
When you had those dear believers there in Antioch,
当你看在安提阿那里面有那些宝贵的那些信徒们。
And those that weren't believers, they were looking at them.
那些不信主的人，他看着他们。
And what did they call them?
他们叫他们什么？
They said, oh, look at those ones, they're little Christ.
他们说，哦，你看那些人，他们是小基督。
They're Christians.
他们是基督徒。
Brothers and sisters, as ones look upon us,
弟兄姊妹们，当别人看我们的时候，
do our lives reflect that we're Christians?
我们的生命是不是折射出来说明我们是基督徒呢？
Or do we have to tell people with our mouth?
我们还是要凭着嘴来对别人说。
Do you ever tell somebody you're a Christian?
你有没有跟别人说你是基督徒？
And they have a shocked look on their face?
在他们看着很震惊的样子。
I have.
我有时候遇见。
Few years ago.
几年前。
Very convicting.
非常让我心里面不
But the Lord, He's wanting us to show forth that life for Christ.
但是我们的主，他愿意我们把基督来彰显出来。
That's the testimony.
这就是这个见证。
Of having this life of holiness and godliness unto Him.
我们是有一个圣洁的生命在我们的里面。
But it's so tragic in these end days, brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姊妹们，今天确实是一个很不幸的事。
That Paul speaks in 2 Timothy.
在保罗在提摩太后书里面说。
How is that there will be many who have an outward form of godliness, but deny the very power of it.
他们说，他在那里说到，有很多有外在的敬虔，但是没有里面的能力。
But practically within our lives,
但是实际上在我们的生命的里面
what does it mean to live a holy and godly life?
我们怎样过一个圣洁和敬虔的生活
We can talk about this all day.
我们可以天天的这样说
But when it comes down to our daily lives,
当我们回到我们每一天的生活的里面
what does this really mean to us?
这个对我们实在是有什么意义
We want it to be far more than something we just talk about within this building.
我们一定要比我们今天所说的要多
It can be very easy to talk about holiness and godliness in this building.
也许我们今天很容易在这里说到敬虔和圣洁。
It can be very easy to talk about wanting the Lord to hasten the Lord's return among us.
我们很容易在我们中间说我们要来催促主的回来。
But during our daily lives.
但是在我们每天的生活里面。
During our times at home, during our times at work.
在我们在家里的生活，在工作上面。
Are our lives a testimony to this desire?
我们的生命有没有为这样的一个盼望做出见证？
Or do we find that we're very earthbound?
我们还是看到我们非常的属地的呢。
That we're so focused upon all the things of this earth.
我们是把我们的目光完全聚焦在这个地上的事情呢。
That all of a sudden we have these little thoughts.
突然我们心里面会有这么一个感觉。
Oh, maybe the Lord won't come for another few months, so I can see this.
也许你觉得哦，主还有几个月不会来，所以我们可以看一看这个。
You know, maybe the Lord won't come for about another 9 or 10 months.
也许主在九到十个月以内不会来。
So the Giants could win the world championship again.
所以你看到这些巨人队，他们可以赢这个世界锦标赛。
But I can tell you that won't happen.
我告诉你，这个不会发生。
Because I'm a Yankee fan.
因为我是一个 Yankee 的球迷。
But do we find ourselves more interested in those things than the things of the Lord?
但是当我们把我们的注意、我们的兴趣都放在那些事情上面
，Would the Lord really be working in our hearts?
我们的主还会不会在我们的心里面做工
？Because as we think about the Lord's coming,
因为当我们想到主的回来的时候
，One of the things that I found very helpful.
我觉得有一件事情很有帮助
，is looking at the condition of His first coming.
我们就要看到他第一次来的光景。
And praise God, there was a few small, insignificant, faithful ones that brought in His first coming.
感谢神，那里面有几位那些渺小的、不重要的人，他们是把他的头一次来给带进来。
I say small in the eyes of the world.
我说他们显渺小是在这个地上的属地的眼光里面。
But faithful in the eyes of the Lord.
但是他们在主的眼里面是信实。
And they hastened and brought in His first coming.
他们催促和带进了他的第一次来。
And if we stop and think about it, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，当我们停一停，我们来思
想。The conditions of our Lord's first coming,
当主第一次来的光景
are very much like today.
很像我们今天的光景。
Oh, how we're thankful for that small remnant.
主，我们是何等的感谢，他有那些余民。
But the Lord's desire is always for everybody.
但是主他的渴望一直是为了每一个人。
It seems like often the Lord has to work through the remnant.
但是有时候他要不得不借着那些渔民来做工。
But that's not his highest desire.
但是那不是他最高的渴望。
His heart's desire is that all believers would be on fire for the Lord.
他的心愿意我们每一个信徒都为他来在那里发热。
At his first coming.
在他第一次来的时候。
He was so desirous that all of Israel would be there to welcome him.
他是那样的盼望，所有的以色列人都在那里欢迎他。
It wouldn't just be an Elizabeth and a Zacharias.
不只是伊丽莎伯和撒加利亚。
Or Joseph and a Mary.
或者是约瑟，或者是玛利亚。
Or an Anna and a Simeon.
或者是亚拿和西缅。
Oh, how he had it upon his heart that when he arrived, all of Jerusalem, all of Israel would welcome him.
他心里何等盼望，当他来到耶路撒冷的时候，所有的以色列人都在欢迎他。
But we know the tragic testimony.
但是我们知道那个是多么不幸的见证。
Of how he came to his own, but his own received him not.
他来到那里，来到自己人当中，自己人却不接待他。
And I'm afraid, brothers and sisters, this is our condition in the days we're living in.
我们实在是 害怕，这就是我们今天的光景。
Again, the Lord is desiring that all would be ready for His return.
主愿意我们每一个人都在预备好为他的回来。
But if we look in the Scripture, it seems like there will only be a remnant that's ready.
但是当我们读圣经的时候，我们看只能看到那些余民。
And are we going to be one of those that's ready?
我们是不是在其中的一个？我们那样预备好
？May we learn some lessons for those that were there for that first time.
愿意我们从那些当他第一次来的时候，在那里等待他的人那中当中来学到一些功课。
Now we remember when our Lord came that first time.
当我们看想我们主第一次来的时候
，Outwardly it looked like everything was going wonderfully.
你看见在外面很多的事情都好像都很好。
The temple was flourishing.
那个圣殿刚刚在被建好。
They had the whole sacrificial system going on.
所有的祭司的系统都在那里进行。
There was so much outward activity.
有很多外在的表现。
Very impressive.
非常让人。
Those ones looked at Jerusalem and said, "Oh, how religious those people are."
当你看到耶路撒冷，你就很印象很深。你说，哦，看那些事情都在进行。
Herod had rebuilt the temple.
希律刚刚建了圣殿。
And you'll note it's called Herod's temple. It's not called the Lord's temple.
你知道那是叫做希律的圣殿，而不是主的圣殿。
That shows you something of what the focus of it was.
你就知道在那里人注意的是什么。
But outwardly, it was actually far more beautiful and splendid than Solomon's temple.
它在外面看起来比所罗门的圣殿更要庄严，更要雄伟。
There was a magnificent beauty there.
在那里有一个。伟大的一个美丽在那里。
But it was a beauty without glory.
但是是美丽中没有荣耀。
Solomon might not have had the beauty of Herod's temple.
所罗门的圣殿也许没有不像希律圣殿那么漂亮。
But that temple that Solomon built had the glory of the Lord.
但是所罗门所建的圣殿那里面有神的荣耀。
And it's tragic today, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，今天实在是很不幸。
So many can be focused upon outward beauty and grandeur.
很多人都在外面被那外面的雄伟来吸引。
And miss the glory of the Lord.
但是却在那里失去主的荣耀。
This was what was going on in Jerusalem.
这就是那时候在耶路撒冷所发生的。
It was such a magnificent display of religiosity.
在那里看到有各种那些宗教的事情的表现。
There was much knowledge about him.
有很多的知识关于他
but very little reality of knowing him.
但是有非常少的真正认识他的实际
Many knew the scriptures.
很多人都懂圣经
but they didn't know the spirit and reality of it.
他们不知道这个圣经里面的灵
Those Pharisees and Sadducees, there was a knowledge of the scripture.
那些法利赛人和撒都该人他们有圣经的知识
When the king asked, where would Jesus be born? They knew right from which prophet that verse was in.
当那个王问基督在什么时候降生的时候他们马上就知道哪一节的圣经提到、这个、
that knowledge about him, but not the reality of knowing him.
这就是关于他的知识但是不是认识他的实际。
And we find this going on today among believers also.
我们发现今天在信徒的里面也是这样。
There's a great knowledge. There's so much knowledge out there.
我们有这么多的知识
But have we gotten away from the reality of a daily relationship with him?
但是我们是不是我们失去了我们每天和他的这样的交通这样的一个实际
We see much of the influence of the world coming in.
我们看到这个地属地的影响在我们的当中
One of the influences we see this day is that spirit of humanism.
我们看到在就人文主义的这样一个灵
And in this humanism, it's where man can understand everything.
这个人文主义就说到人可以认识一切
Oh, and this can come into the church and it can focus and we acquire great knowledge.
就你可以来到教会的当中你可以获得更多的知识
But little reality of life.
但是有很少的属灵的实际
Oh, how the Lord is so anxious and desiring for the reality of His life to be expressed.
我们主是那样的焦急要在我们的里面找到他生命的实际。
But there's so many that are holding to a form of godliness.
但是我们中很多人我们只是抓住这个圣洁的敬虔的外表。
As you look back at our Lord's first coming,
如果我们回到我们主第一次来的时候
if you look at the temple,
如果你看那个圣殿
the temple there was desecrated.
那个圣殿是被污染。
He wasn't receiving the glory.
他没有在那里得荣耀。
In fact, in the Gospel of Matthew, he refers to it as your house.
在马太福音里面，他说到是你的家。
He says, your house is desolate.
他说, 你的家是在那里荒凉。
He was desiring to have the preeminence.
他在那里要得到做居首位。
But man was having the preeminence.
但是人在那里居首位。
Remember how the Lord said, He desired that his house would be a house of prayer for all the nations, but you have made it a robber's den.
那里你记不记得他在主在那里说到, 殿应该是祷告的殿, 但是这里却成了贼窝。
What was that meaning?
那到底代表了什么?
Was it just that a bunch of thieves and robbers were there?
是不是在那里面有一群的贼?
No.
不是。
What he means is that they had come in, man had come in and robbed God of his glory within his house.
你看到那些人是他在神的家里面, 他们掠夺了神的荣耀。
God's glory had been stolen and taken out of the house.
因为他们在那里把神的荣耀从那个家里面给带走。
And the glory of man was there.
而让人的荣耀在里面充满。
We see how those that were supposed to be serving the Lord, the priesthood, they had become so desecrated in themselves.
我们看到那些在那里, 那些祭司他们都被污染。
They were serving God and not, they were serving themselves and not God.
他们不是在那里侍奉神, 而是侍奉自己。
And this is why the Lord comes in and says, woe, woe, woe unto them.
这就是为什么主在那里来到那里说, 有祸了, 有祸了。
In this day and time, brothers and sisters,
主在这个时候,
as we look around, who do we see being served within so many, much of Christendom?
当我们在基督教里面, 我们看到是谁在那里被侍奉?
Do we see God being served?
我们有没有看到在侍, 我们是侍奉神?
Or do we see man getting lifted up and man getting served?
我们还是看到人被高举, 人被侍奉。
Oh, how the Lord would wake us up in this hour.
主愿意, 真实在愿意神来, 在这个时候来苏醒我们。
It is so tragic as you look around what is so-called Christianity today.
当你看周围这个基督教的里面,
there's hardly any separation between the world and Christianity.
几乎没有基督教和这个世界的分别。
We can understand how the world would have a debate about gay marriage.
我们知道这个属地的世界, 他们可以在那里争论, 同性婚姻。
But the very thought of Christians within the house of God even having a consideration of gay marriage is so far from the word of God it's hard to imagine.
真实在不能想象就在基督在教会里面还要为这个同性婚姻有这么有一点点的接受。
But we see it going on in this day and time.
因为我们实在是看到确实在进行。
How far we have fallen.
我们实在是堕落的多远。
But are we going to be those that are faithful to what he's called us to?
我们愿不愿意为着他的呼召, 我们来做信实的。
We see that during this time of our Lord's first coming,
我们看到在主第一次来的时候,
there was an oppressive Roman rule over all of that area.
在那个范围里面有罗马的他们的压迫。
And many, many of those within Israel were looking for a political Messiah.
那以色列人当中, 他们在盼望一个政治上面的一个基督。
We can see many of the questions that the disciples asked the Lord. It was like, are you getting ready to set up your kingdom?
我们看到那些主的门徒在那里问他, 你有没有预备好来建立你的国?
And it was going to be his worldly powerful kingdom.
是在那些个属世的有强大的一个国。
Do we see that occurring again today?
我们今天有没有看见这件事情发生?
Oh, that's to me one of the great tragedies of September 11th.
我看到在911这件事情里面最大的灾难
was that it did not bring about a spiritual revival, but it brought about a political revival in this country.
它没有带来属灵的复兴, 而是只是带来了一个政治上的复兴。
And we see so many believers now looking to man and looking to politicians to try to solve our problems.
我们看到有很多的信徒, 他们在, 在仰望那些政治家来解决我们的问题。
So if you live in California,
如果你们生活在加州,
and that's hopeless.
好像没有指望。
Yeah, nobody can solve these problems.
没有人能解决这样这里的问题。
But when you get back east a little bit,
如果你回到东部,
there are ones that think they can solve some of the problems.
有些人他们觉得他们能解决这个问题。
But we see that how we can get so off focus.
我们可以看见我们在那里那么注意。
The only thing, there's only one that can solve all of our problems.
只有一位能解决我们所有的问题。
There's no hope for this country, there's no hope for China, there's no hope for any country other than our Lord Jesus Christ.
在这个国家, 在中国, 在任何的国家, 我们都没有盼望, 除了主以外。
And would the Lord draw us back to that?
愿意主把我们带回到那个盼望里面。
And how does that hope come about?
那个盼望如何来?
It's when we're on our knees in prayer.
只有当我们在我们跪下来祷告的时候
Oh, many of us can complain about things.
我们很多人可以我们抱怨
But are we willing to humble ourselves before the Lord and come and be that house of prayer that He desires us to be?
我们愿不愿意我们跪下来我们成为他成为一个祷告的殿
Oh, how we are just so thankful.
我们真的是感谢他
That as we look back at the beginning of our Lord's first coming.
当我们回头我们看他第一次来的时候
When and you have to remember also.
你也要记得
that it had been about 400 years our Lord hadn't spoken.
有四百年我们主没有说话。
That doesn't mean he wasn't doing anything.
这不是说他没有在那里做工。
He was still working in the lives of many.
他在很多人的里面还在做工。
It was a silent work.
有一个在那里安静的工作。
And he did it in many hidden ways.
他在那隐藏起来做工。
But thank the Lord at the fullness of time.
感谢主当时日期满足的时候
There was that small faithful remnant that was there to usher in his return.
在那里有那么一小群渔民他们来带进他的回来他的
So let's turn over to Luke chapter 1.
我们来翻到路加福音第一章
And let's ask the Lord to really help us see some of the lessons from here.
我们愿意主来帮助我们学到一些功课。
As we look at Tonight and Lord willing tomorrow night we'll be looking through Luke chapter 1 and 2.
我们如果我们今天晚上如果主许可我们明天晚上我们一起读路加福音第二章。
And we see within these the lives of one that hastened our Lord's first coming.
我们看见那些人他们的生命是如何的催促主的回来。
These were ones that had lives of holiness and godliness.
他们是有敬虔和圣洁的生活。
Now within Jerusalem they were the ones that were totally unknown.
在耶路撒冷有一些人不为人知。
They were insignificant.
他们是很渺小的
Just ordinary ones.
很普通的人
Like we said, an Elizabeth and a Zacharias.
我们看到伊丽莎伯和撒迦利亚
A Joseph and a Mary.
约瑟和玛利亚
Some shepherds out in the field.
在外面呢有那些牧羊人
An Anna and a Simeon.
西缅和亚拿
And some that aren't even named that were looking for the consolation of Israel.
在那里有一些人甚至无名的人他们是等候以色列的安慰者
The world didn't notice them.
这个世界没有注意到他们。
The religious world didn't notice them.
甚至那个宗教的世界都没有认识到他们。
But the Lord noticed them.
但是主注意到他们。
The Lord saw these ones.
主看到了他们。
Who were faithful right where they were.
他们在他们自己的地方。
And He was able to use them at that point in time.
他们在自己的地方，在那里信实，主可以用到他们。
So how can they speak to us?
这样向我们说明什么
？How can they encourage us in this day and time?
他们在我们如今的时间，怎么样来劝勉我们
？As we look at these different ones,
当我们看见这些不同的人
，we're thankful that they have many similar characteristics.
我们看到他们有很多共性
，but they also have some unique characteristics.
但是他们也有他们独特的方面
，and we're not going to be able to touch on all of them.
也许我们不能把所有的这些方面都提到。
We'll just touch on some of the characteristics that can maybe help us.
我们只是看到那边，也许他们的一些性格可以。来帮助到我们。
As you think about these ones,
如果你思想这些人
，First of all,
首先
，we can see that each one of them was being faithful in their daily life.
我们可以看到他们在他们每天的生活里面，他们在那里忠心。
Each one of them was faithful in their daily lives.
他们在他们每天的生活里面忠心。
As Elizabeth was in her home,
就像伊丽莎伯在她的家里面。
We'll see how she had such a spirit of hospitality.
我们看见伊丽莎伯她是如何的喜欢待客。
Zacharias, even though he and Elizabeth were old, he was still faithful in that priesthood.
撒迦利亚虽然他和伊丽莎伯年纪很老，但是他们还是在做祭祀的事情上面忠心。
Mary was faithful in her home.
玛利亚在她家里面也忠心。
Faithful in that house, and all of a sudden that angel appeared to her.
他是那样的忠心在天使向他显现的时候
Joseph was faithful as a carpenter.
约瑟作为一个木匠他也忠心
The shepherds, they were faithful out in the field.
那些牧羊人他们是在外面的地里面他们也忠心
Simeon and Anna were faithful in where the Lord had them in the temple.
西缅和亚拿他们在圣殿里面主让他们在那里他们
These dear ones, they went on with their daily life.
他们过他每天的日子
That whether it was work or family, whatever situations they were in.
不管是工作也好，是家庭也好，不管是任何的环境。
But they didn't allow their daily life to interfere from hearing and obeying the word of God.
但是他们没有让他们每天的生活来干扰他们听神的话。
How the Lord wants us to learn this matter of daily abiding in Him.
我们主让我们怎么样学习来每天住在他的里面。
As we go through our daily life.
当我每天在这里生活
，Are we there? Are we listening for the voice of the Lord?
我们是不是在那里听主的话
？Do we just listen to the voice of the Lord during our devotional time in the morning?
我们还是只是在早晨晨更的时候，我们听他的话
？And I know everybody in this room has one.
我们知道每一个人都有一位有这样的晨更。
So I don't need to touch on that.
所以我不需要这样提。
But as we each have our devotional time every morning,
当我们早晨我们在这里晨更的时候
，Are we listening for the Lord?
我们是不是在那里听主的话
？And praise God, you know, He speaks to us.
我们感谢主，他在跟我们说。
But then after we leave, and we go to school, we go to work.
但是我们后来我们去学校，我们去工作。
We're around the house taking care of things.
我们在家里面，我们做家务。
Are we still listening for the Lord?
我们是不是还在听主的话
？Do we hear His voice?
我们有没有听他的声音
？We sang that song from Samuel.
我们看
about Samuel.
我们看到撒母耳。
We thank the Lord. The Lord was very patient with Samuel.
我感谢主，因为主对撒母耳非常有耐心。
And the Lord is very patient with us.
主对我们也很有耐心。
When the Lord called out to Samuel that first time, and he didn't know who it was.
当主在那里第一次呼叫撒母耳的时候，他不知道那是谁。
The Lord didn't give up on Samuel.
但是神没有放弃他。
He tried again.
他再一次叫。
He called him again.
他在那里叫他。
Samuel didn't get it again.
撒母耳还是没有听见。
Finally, the third time.
是在第三次。
And the Lord called to him. He heard. He realized through Eli it was the voice of the Lord.
神在那里呼喊呼叫他，他就认识到那是神。
How many times does the Lord have to call us?
主到底要多少次来呼叫我们
？But praise God, He calls us far more than we hear.
感谢神，他是比我们能听到的更多的来。
All of a sudden, we'll say, "Oh, I heard the Lord."
突然我们说，哦，我们听到主了。
And with all due respect,
不是说不恭敬。
You got a picture, God saying, "Oh, He finally heard me after 22 times."
好像说是哦，二十叫他二十次总算听到了。
We think that's the first time He's called us.
我们愿意是第一次。
First time he said something.
我们觉得好像是第一次在跟我们说话。
But he, through many ways, has been trying to speak to us.
但是他在很多的事情上面都想向我们说话。
He wants to speak to us far more than we want to hear from him.
他实在是比我们愿意听到他更多的向我们说话。
Yes, we say we want to hear from him.
是的，我们愿意听他的话。
And we have a desire to hear from him.
我们心里面也盼望能听到他的
话。But he has an even greater desire to speak to us.
但是他有更大的渴望要向我们说话。
He has an even greater desire for us to learn more and more of his beloved son.
他愿意我们更多更多的来认识他的爱子。
Oh, that we could really learn in, through our daily lives.
我们真是要在每天的生活我们可以学习
Not fragmented lives,
不是说是片面的生活
of having our Christian section here,
不是说我们在这里是做基督徒
and then our work section here,
我们在这里只是做工人
No, it's one life we've been called into.
我们只是被叫到了一个生命的里面
and quite often I know if we had some testimonies this evening,
也许我们今天晚上我们在这里有一些见证
ones could testify of how the Lord has spoken to them in a mighty way right in the middle of a difficult work situation.
我们知道主怎么样在困难的工作里面用靠着他的大能向我们说话。
That as we go through our daily life,
当我们过我们每天的生活
we can still be those that are hearing the Lord.
我们还是要做那些能听主的话的人。
And obeying His voice when we hear.
我们当我们听见他的话的时候，我们就
顺服。This is what we see from these ones.
这就是我们在这些人身上所看到的。
Because their lives, they were living for Him.
因为他们的生活就是为了主而活。
And it's interesting as you look at these ones also.
当你们看到这些人的时候
that they weren't doing anything special.
他们没有做什么事情奇特的
but they were being faithful right where they were.
但是他们就在他们那里
sometimes,
中心
sorry. sometimes we can get the thought that we have to be doing something special for the Lord to speak to us.
也许我们觉得我们要为他做一些特殊的事情
No, these were just going through their daily life.
没有，他们只是过他们每天的平静的生活。
And they were being faithful with what the Lord had given them.
他们只是在主给他们的事情上忠心。
What is the Lord looking for in each one of us?
主在我们每一个人的身上，他在寻求什么。
Is he looking for great special works?
他是不是在那里找很大的特殊的工作呢？
He is looking for us to be faithful with what he's put in our hands for that day.
他只是在那一天，在我们手上放一些事情，让我们忠心。
Praise God, Mary was faithful in that house.
感谢神，玛利亚是在她的家里面中心。
We could say that Mary was she was at the sink washing the dishes.
我们可以说玛利亚是在那里洗碗。
Faithful, taking care of that house.
在那里忠心的来照顾她的家。
Those shepherds were faithful out there just taking care of those sheep.
那些牧羊人只是在那里忠心的来看管他们的羊群。
When the Lord has us, whether it's in a school or a work environment.
不管主把我们放到我们的学校或者我们的工作上面，
Are we faithful in that?
我们有没有忠心？
And as we're faithful in that,
我们有没有忠心？
He comes in and works and speaks to us.
他就来到我们的心里面向我们说话。
And there's another thing about these ones that you see in each one of them.
这些人当你们看他们每一个人里面他有一个共性。
The Lord, this wasn't just a random happenstance type of selection. The Lord chose these ones.
你就看到主在那里不是随便的来拣选这些人。
The Lord just didn't look around and say, oh yeah, I can use Zacharias and Elizabeth, and then let me see, there's Mary, I can use her.
主并不是在那里随便的看一看就说、哦、我这里可以用撒加利亚和以利沙伯，那边可以用约瑟和玛利亚。
No, the Lord saw prepared vessels.
不是，主在那里看到预备好的器皿。
He saw ones there who knew him.
他看到那些认识他的人。
These ones were given to him.
那些人是
They had a relationship with him. They knew him, they knew his word. And to use one of Paul's phrases from 2 Corinthians, they were constrained by the love of Christ. And as they were constrained by that love of Christ, and as they knew him and were serving him,
当他们认识他来侍奉他的时候
The fruit of that in their lives were lives of holiness and godliness.
他们生活里面所结的果子就是圣洁 和敬虔
And these are the ones that hasten the coming of the Lord.
那些人他们又催促了神的主的来
So now let's look specifically at some of them.
我们来看他们每一个人
Let's look first at Zacharias and Elizabeth.
我们先看撒加利亚和以利沙伯
As we look at Zacharias and Elizabeth, let's turn to Luke chapter 1.
我们翻到路加福音，我们看撒加利亚和以利沙伯。
In verses 5 through 7.
第五和第七节。
In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a certain priest named Zacharias of the division of Abijah, and he had a wife from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth, and they were both righteous in the sight of God.Walking blamelessly in all the commandments and requirements of the Lord. And they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both advanced in years.
第五到第七节，当犹太王希律的时候，亚比亚班里有一个祭司，名叫撒加利亚，他妻子是亚伦的后人，名叫以利沙伯。他们二人在神面前都是义人，遵行主的一切诫命礼仪，没有可指摘的。只是没有孩子，因为以利沙伯不生育，两个人又年纪老迈了。
You know, as we see here, we see Zacharias was a priest.
我们看到撒加利亚他是一个祭司。
And also Elizabeth, she was from the priestly family of Aaron.
我们看到以利沙伯他也是从亚伦祭司的家里面出来。
And it's a marvelous testimony there in verse 6.
在第六节你们看到他们如何的为主做见证。
It says they were both righteous in the sight of God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and requirements of the Lord.
那你说到他们二人在神面前都是义人，遵行主的一切诫命礼仪，没有可指责的。
Not just righteous in the sight of man.
不只是在人的眼里面是义人
but righteous in the sight of God.
而只是在神的面前是义人
This was his testimony of them.
这就是主给他们所做的见证
He said, look at this dear couple.
主说你看这个夫妻
This older couple.
你看这老夫妻
Oh, look at them, how righteous they are.
你看他们是何等的义
Walking blamelessly before me.
他们在我的面前是无可指摘
And they weren't even living in Jerusalem.
他们甚至都不是在耶路撒冷。
They lived out in the hill country.
他们是在外面的山地里面。
How they really hidden away from many of people.
他们很在很多人的眼里面隐藏起来。
But praise God.
但是赞美神。
They had this hidden life.
他们有一个隐藏的生命。
They were hidden away.
他们在外面隐藏起来。
But the Lord had captured their hearts.
但是主抓住了他们的心。
That they had a hidden life and a hidden relationship with Him.
他们与他有一个隐藏的关系。
As it speaks of how old they were.
而且这里也提到他们多老了。
That to me, that's saying many years of faithfulness.
在这里就提到他们多年的忠心。
And what an encouragement this is for some of us that are getting older.
对我们这些年长的人是何等的劝勉。
We were talking at lunch today. I get on Medicare this year.
我今天中午说话，我开始接受这个老年的医疗。
You know, it's kind of strange.
想起来有点
Because I used to think only old people got on Medicare.
我以过去只是想只有老年人才拿到这个老年的医保。
Here I am. So, But it's encouraging how this dear older couple.
但是我现在也拿到，你看到这里面是多么的让人激励。
We're still being faithful to the Lord.
因为我们年纪老了，我们还是对主忠心。
It's wonderful in our youth when we're faithful.
当我们年轻的时候忠心，实在是很好。
But what an encouragement it is when we see some of these dear older ones continuing on.
但是我们看到这些年长的弟兄，他们继续的忠心是何等的让人激励。
There's no retirement in the family of God.
在神的家里面没有退休。
The Lord has need of each and every one of us.
主在我们每个人身上都有一个需要。
And how this couple is a great encouragement to us.
看到这对夫妻对我们来说是何等的激励。
Oh, and one of their secrets we can see from their prayers.
我们看到他们的祷告里面，我们找到这么一个秘密。
How in a very living way they knew the Word of God.
他们是如何的熟悉神的话。
It wasn't just an abstract thought.
不是一些很抽象的思想。
But later on, as you look at some of the Zechariah's prayer,
如果你后来你看到撒迦利亚的他祷告，
oh, you see, it's the word of God just being prayed back.
你看到是神的话来被他来祷告回去。
Because it was something living in his heart.
因为那是在他心里面那些话在活。
And he offered it back as that living sacrifice to the Lord.
他把那个作为一个活祭来献回给神。
This dear older couple.
我们看到这个。可爱的这么夫妻
Not distracted by the world or the things of the world.
他们不是被世界和世界上的事情所吸引
But content on being where they were.
他们为他们在所在的地方他们满足
We know everybody that's ambitious wants to move to the big city.
我们知道每一个有雄心的人都愿意搬到大城市里
They were living out in the countryside.
但是他们就只活在那个乡村的里面
And they knew that's where God had them.
因为他们知道神就把他们放在那里
And they were faithful right there.
他们就在那里忠心
They didn't have to say, oh, I've got to move to Jerusalem to be faithful there.
他们没有说我要搬到耶路撒冷我才能去忠心
No, what's God ask of us?
神在那里向我们要什么
Be faithful right where you are.
就在你所在的地方忠心
And he used these dear ones.
他用到这些亲爱的弟兄们
They must have had a wonderful testimony in that village that they lived in.
他们在他们所住的那个乡村里面做了何等美好的见证
Later on in chapter 1, if you look at verse 58,
因为你看到第一章后来在58节里面
When John was born,
当约翰出生的时候
It said all the neighbors and relatives rejoiced greatly for them.
你就看到那里邻里的亲族他们都同他一同欢乐
You know, I was thinking of Elizabeth.
当我想到伊丽莎伯
of how the home that she had prepared.
她预备了何等的一个家
of how the neighbors were welcome there.
那里他们的邻里都被欢迎到里面。
Now this isn't in the scripture. This is somewhat imagination.
这当然在圣经里面没有提，只是我的一些想象。
But you just think of her heart.
但是你就在那思想她的心。
She must have had that good testimony with all of her neighbors.
她在她所有的邻里乡亲里面，她在做美好的见证。
Because they were rejoicing with her.
因为那些人都与她一同欢乐。
And we see how Mary went to her.
我们看到玛利亚也去找她。
And she received her.
她就在那里接待她。
Oh, she had that home.
他在那有一个家
that place of abiding that place where she was at home
在那个地方是他的家
in many ways their place was a Bethany
你很多方面你就看到那像伯大尼一样
and once in that town
在那个乡镇里面
again I'm imagining
当然我在那里想象而已
once in that town when they had a trouble or when they had a prayer request they knew which house to go to
当那里那些乡民们他们要祷告的时候他们要知道去哪里
Once in our communities,
有一次在我们的这个社区里面
when our neighbors have troubles,
当我们的邻里面他们有困难
do they know which house to run to?
他们知不知道到哪一个家里面去寻求帮助
are we there available?
我们在那里有没有让我们自己
to be that testimony, not only as we gather here,
让我们是不是在那里做见证？我们不仅在这里聚会。
To be that testimony in each one of our homes.
我们在我们每一个家里面，我们就做见证。
In each one of the neighborhoods and communities that we live in.
我们在每一个社区，我们每一个居住的小区里面，我们做见证。
Elizabeth and Zacharias were that testimony.
撒迦利亚和伊丽莎伯，他们就是那个见证。
And they were that testimony in spite of many difficulties.
他们遇到很多的困难，但是他们仍然做见证。
Because it says that Elizabeth, she was old and she was barren. She didn't have any children.
因为你看到伊丽莎伯，她年纪老了，但是不生育。
Now how was this looked upon in the Jewish society?
在这个以色列的这个社会里面，是人家怎么看他们
？If you look back through the Old Testament,
如果你回到这个旧约里面
，One of the ways that God showed His blessing upon people was through children.
你看到神的祝福的一个方面，就是给他们儿女。
In Psalm 128, it speaks of the wife being a fruitful vine.
你那里面你就看到在 诗篇 128篇里面说 要做一个结果的葡萄枝。
In Deuteronomy 28, it speaks of how the wife will be blessed with a fruitful womb.
在生命记28章里面说 你说这个妻子他们在让他们的祝福来得祝福。
So one of the ways that God showed His blessing and His approval upon those in Israel in that time was through having children.
在那个时候，主就通过让他们有儿女，生育儿女来表现出来他的祝福。
But here outwardly, this couple, they appeared very righteous.
但是在外面，你看到这个夫妻，他们很公义。
And we know God even testified of that righteousness.
我们知道神甚至为他们的公义做见证。
But it makes when we start thinking in our natural.
但是当我们靠着我们自然，我们来想象的时候，
say, wait a minute, if God shows His blessing by having children,
你就在那里会说，等一等，如果神只是通过让人生育儿女来显示他的祝福的话，
and these people over here don't have children,
他们没有儿女，
what's really wrong with them?
他们到底是有什么错？
And all of a sudden they start the whisperings.
好像你就在那里听见有人在低声地说话。
There can be murmurings going on.
在那里你就听见人在小声地议论。
Oh, it must be outwardly they look very righteous.
你就看到他们外表上很公义。
But I wonder if there must be something hidden.
但是我觉得里面一定有隐藏的东西。
And it was difficult on Elizabeth.
在以利沙伯身上很困难。
Because as you look in chapter 1 verse 25,
因为你看到第一章25节的时候，
when she hears about how John, she's going to be having a child,
当他听到说他要有一个孩子的时候，
look at verse 25.
你看第25节，
it says, this is the way the Lord has dealt with me in the days when He's looked with favor upon me, to take away my disgrace among men.
他说， 主在眷顾我的日子， 这样看待我， 要把我在人间的羞耻除掉。
They were going through a great test of being misunderstood.
他们在那里受到试炼， 他们被误解。
And brothers and sisters, if we are going to be those that are hastening the Lord's coming in this day and time,
如果我们在这里来， 我们来催促主的回来的时候，
if we are going to be those that are faithful unto Him,
如果我们要在这里忠心，
we are going to be those that are greatly misunderstood.
我们就要在这里要忍受被别人的误解。
And the misunderstanding won't come from the world.
这个误解不仅仅是要从世界而来。
There'll be some misunderstanding from the world.
在世界范围里面会有一些误解。
But really the greater misunderstanding is going to come from other believers.
但是更大的一个误解是要从别的弟兄姊妹们里。
Oh, you don't have to be that zealous.
哦，你不要那么热心。
Oh, don't be so absolute about what the Word of God says.
你不要对神的话那么绝对。
Don't be so absolute about gathering with God's people.
不要把聚会的事情那么绝对。
Just, it's getting too difficult for you.
好像对你来说越来越难。
Just do what you want to do.
只是你想做什么就做什么吧。
And you don't have to be so serious.
你不需要那么严肃。
Oh, but once the love of Christ captures our heart,
但是当基督的爱抓住我们的心的时候，
we find that we have no other choices.
我发现我们没有别的选择。
And we have that desire to live for Him.
我们只有为他而活的这么一个盼望。
This is what these ones were doing at this point in time.
那就是这些人他们就在那个时候就做这些事情。
Elizabeth and Zechariah had been captured by the Lord, and in spite of being misunderstood, they were going on.
以利沙伯和撒加利亚， 虽然他们被误解， 但是他们还让他们持续地做。
We'll see later on, both within Mary and Joseph's life, they were misunderstood, but they kept going on.
我们看到约瑟和玛利亚， 他们也被误解， 但是他们在那里继续。
Anna and Simeon were misunderstood, but they kept going on.
亚拿和西缅， 他们被误解， 但是他们还在那里继续。
They didn't give up.
他们没有放弃。
And they didn't get offended with the Lord when it appeared that things they were having to suffer so much.
他们当他们在那忍受许多的时候，他们没有抱怨。
In spite of that, they continued in their faithfulness.
但是他们在他们的忠心的上面在那继续。
And here's a lesson for us in this day and time.
在我们如今的这个世代，这是我们对我们的一个提醒。
That faithfulness to the Lord doesn't exempt us from troubles.
对主的忠心不一定让我们就完全没有困难。
In our natural thinking, we can think, well, if I'm faithful to the Lord, I won't have any problems at all.
我们有时候凭着我们自己，我们想象，如果我对主忠心的话，我们就没有任何的问题。
In fact, it said, even today when one share the gospel,
尤其而且是在今天，当我们在那里传福音的时候
，They are like we're begging ones, come to the Lord and all your problems, you won't have any problems at all.
那些人就在那里说，你们来信主，你们就不会有任何的问题。
We're using it as a sales pitch.
我们好像在那里销售
，to try to draw ones in.
我们在那里想把人来吸引进来。
Oh, but it's false advertising.
好像但是那是一个错虚假的广告。
But if you look throughout the scripture.
当我们看到圣经的时候
There are ones over and over very faithful to the Lord.
你看到一次又一次那些人对主忠心的人
But it didn't exempt them from any troubles and trials.
但是在那里他们并没有脱去他们的试炼
Look back at a Joseph's life.
你看到约瑟的生活
What did his faithfulness to his father get him?
你看当的他的忠心能让他的父亲给他什么
He was sold as a slave and betrayed by his brothers.
他被他的弟兄们出卖他被当作奴隶 给出卖
What was, then as he was a slave and he was faithful to Potiphar, his master, what did that get him?
当他在做奴隶的时候他对他的主人忠心那给他带来了什么
It got him more troubles, he ended up in prison.
给他带来更多的问题把他放到监狱里面
But praise God, his faithfulness.
但是感谢神他的忠心
Eventually he was on the throne.
终于他坐在了宝座上面
And he was ruling over Egypt.
他在那里 掌管埃及。
You can look throughout the scripture, you can look at Paul's life.
你可以在圣经里你看到保罗的生活。
Faithful to the Lord all the way to the end.
他一直对主忠心直到死时。
But what was his testimony?
但是他的见证是什么?
All have deserted me.
所有人都在那里抛弃我。
But the Lord stood with me.
但是主与我同在。
And we have the most faithful one of all.
我们在那里看到最忠心的那一位。
And our Lord Jesus.
他就是我们的主。
And what did he, where did he end up except Calvary?
他是结局在哪里？只是在十字架上面。
But God saw that within each one of those.
但是神在每一个那些人里面都看到。
He could entrust them with those troubles.
他可以把那些困难来交托给他们。
That they would learn and be a greater testimony unto Him.
因为可以让他们学到可以做主最更大的一个见证。
God saw that He could entrust Elizabeth and Zacharias.
神在那里觉得他可以来信任以利沙伯和撒迦利亚。
Through all of the times of being misunderstood,
在那里通过他们被误解的时间
，even in the midst of being misunderstood, they still could have a good testimony within the community.
纵然他们被误解，但是他们也可以在那里做一个美好的见证。
Because God had a desire to bring forth one John the Baptist.
因为主要在那里带来约翰，施洗约翰。
Oftentimes it looks like God is not answering prayers.
有时候你觉得神好像没有答应你的祷告。
But He answers them in His way and in His timing.
但是他是靠着他自己的时间，他在那里答应你。
There were some others where it appeared that God wasn't answering prayers.
有些人好像觉得主没有答应他的呼召。
Think about all the prayers that a Hannah poured forth.
你在那里听亚拿他做了何等的祷告。
But then the Lord brought in a Samuel.
然后你看主就带来了撒母耳。
And the Lord had a need of a Samuel.
然后因为神在撒母耳身上有一个需要。
And a Hannah had come to that place.
亚拿才来到那个地方。
Of her desire, the desire of her heart was God's desire.
在哈拿的心里面她有神的渴望。
We can think of a Sarah.
我们也看见撒拉。
How she, the prayers of a Sarah.
我们看见撒拉的他的祷告。
And the Lord brought forth an Isaac.
我们看到神就把以撒给了他。
And how that promise of Abraham, the seed would go through Isaac.
我们就看到通过以撒来显示，亚伯拉罕的应许。
God had a much higher plan than just their individual life.
主对他们每一个人都有一个更高的一个旨意。
God had a plan that would fits into His purpose and His heart.
因为主有一个旨意来完成他自己的心愿。
And he found ones that would come into that.
他就在那里找到那些人来帮助他。
Oh, praise God, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，我们感谢神。
As we are here in this day and time,
当我们在今天的这个时间
are our heart's desire God's heart?
我们的心所盼望的是不是神的心
has he been working within our lives
他有没有在我们每天的生活里面做过
that our prayers are not just for ourselves
我们的祷告不是只是为我们自己
yes we pray for our needs
是的我们也为我们自己的需要来祷告
but are we praying for his heart and his desire
我们有没有为着他的心他的盼望来祷告
Praise God, this is the heart of Elizabeth.
感谢主, 我们这是亚历, 看到这是伊丽莎伯的祷告。
This is the one who hastens the coming of the Lord.
他们就在那里带来的, 带来主的,
ones that have that willingness to be misunderstood.
他们在那里忍受被误解。
Ones to not become offended with the Lord.
他们不是为了, 被主来冒犯,
and ones continuing to serve the Lord in a hidden way.
他们在那隐藏起来来侍奉神。
This is the hearts of ones serving the Lord.
这就是我们看到是那些来, 侍奉主的人,
and hastening His coming.
他们带来了他的第一次来。
And then as we see Zacharias,
然后我们就看到撒迦利亚。
We'll go ahead and we'll finish up with Zacharias.
我们今天就, 把撒迦利亚讲完。
Everybody's had a long week.
每个人都有一个很长的星期。
You can stretch a minute if you want to.
如果你想伸个懒腰的话，可以。
Well, but as we look at Zacharias,
当我们看到撒迦利亚,
we can start and going to read a few verses from Zacharias so we can get the picture.
我们只是看读几处圣经，我们看到这个图画。
Starting in verse 8, we're going to read verse 8 through verse 20.
我们读第八节到第二十节。
So now it came about while he was performing, this is Zacharias, his priestly service before God in the appointed order of his division, according to the custom of the priestly office, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And the whole multitude of the people were in prayer outside at the hour of the incense offering. And an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right of the altar of incense. And Zacharias was troubled when he saw him, and fear gripped him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your petition has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will give him the name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth." And the Lord continues to just share about John the Baptist. Then we can pick up in verse 18. And Zacharias said to the angel, "How shall I know this for certain? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." And the angel answered and said to him, "I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God. And I have been sent to speak to you and bring you this good news. And behold, you shall be silent and unable to speak until the day when these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which shall be fulfilled in their proper time."
第八到第二十节，撒迦利亚按班次在神面前供祭司的职分，照祭司的规矩赤签，得进主殿烧香。烧香的时候，众百姓在外面祷告，有主的使者站在香坛的右边向他显现。撒迦利亚看见就惊慌害怕，天使对他说：“撒迦利亚，不要害怕。” 因为你的祈祷已经被听见了，你的妻子以利沙伯要给你生一个儿子，你给他起名叫约翰，你必欢喜快乐。有许多人因他出世也必喜乐。在后面几节就提到约翰，然后我们读第十八节，撒迦利亚对天使说：“我凭着什么可知道这事呢？我已经老了，我的妻子也年纪老迈了。”天使回答说：“我是站在神面前的加百列。” 奉差而来对你说话，将这好消息、好信息报给你。到了时候，这话必然应验，只因你不信，你必哑巴，不能说话，直到这事成就的日子。Now,
as we look at Zacharias, we see that Zacharias was in Jerusalem at this time, serving within the temple.
我们看到撒迦利亚这个时候，他是在耶路撒冷，在圣殿里面侍奉。
Now the priesthood, there was 24 divisions within the priesthood.
在那个祭司里面有24个职分班次。
And on a rotating basis, your division would come and be in Jerusalem for a couple of weeks.
他们按着班次，每两个星期可以到耶路撒冷来侍奉。
So this was the time for Zacharias and his division to be there.
你就看到这是轮到撒迦利亚他的班次。
And every morning, before they would open the temple,
每天早晨, 当他们开圣殿门以前,
before those doors would be opened,
当他们开门以前,
every morning they would cast lots to see which priest would have the honor of going in and burning incense on the altar.
他们就在那里撤签, 看哪一位祭司要去, 殿里面烧香。
Now this was such an honor, you could only do it once in your life.
这是何等的一个荣誉，你一生里面只能做一次。
If you were selected, you got to do it that one time, and then you could never do it again.
如果你被拣选，你只能在那里做一次，你以后就再也不能做。
So Zacharias, he was there, and we said he was an older man.
我们看到撒加利亚，他是一个年老的人。
But still, he was there waiting for that time.
他还是在那里等那么一次。
Maybe he was even starting to think his time had passed by.
也许他好像觉得没有什么指望了。
But then on that one day, his name was drawn.
但是就在那一天，他的名字被抽出来了。
He got to go in.
他能进到里面去。
And as he went in, he offered up that prayer.
他在进到里面以后，他在那里祷告。
Let's be clear on what this prayer was.
我们来认识一下他这个祷告是什么。
The priest, when he went in to offer this prayer,
当祭司进去来祷告的时候
，this prayer was for the nation of Israel.
这个祷告是为了整个以色列国。
This priest went in to offer that incense. And that priest was representing the whole nation of Israel.
当祭司进去来祷告的时候，他是代表了以色列国。
And that when that priest offered up that prayer, he wasn't praying any prayers of his own.
当这个祭司来祷告的时候，不是为自己祷告。
He was praying for the nation of Israel.
他是为以色列国来祷告。
He was praying for the Messiah to come.
他是来祷告，愿意基督来降临。
And then we know how all of a sudden the angel appears.
我们看到突然这个天使向他显现。
And Zacharias is afraid.
撒加利亚他就很害怕。
And the angel says, "Your prayer has been answered."
这个天使说你的祷告被听见了。
Now, so often when we look at this, we think of Elizabeth and Zacharias' prayer as just a prayer for a child.
当我们看撒加利亚和伊丽莎伯，我们认为他们的祷告只是要一个儿子。
No, but what the angel was saying,
但是这个天使说
is your prayer for the nation of Israel has been answered.
你们为以色列国的祷告祈祷已经被听见了。
And in order to accomplish that prayer,
要完成这样的一个祷告
you and Elizabeth will have a child.
你和以利沙伯要有一个孩子。
And that child will be the one that would prepare the way of the Lord.
那个孩子要为主的道路预备道路。
As Zacharias was seeking the things of the Lord.
你看撒加利亚在为主的事情来追求。
Even their own personal desires were met.
但是在那个过程中，他自己的渴望也被完成。
It reminds me of what the Lord says in the Sermon of the Mount.
我们就看到主在这个登山宝训里面说道
：“Don't be anxious about this or that. Don't be anxious about all these things.
你不要为这些事情来操心。
But seek ye first the kingdom of God.
你要先求神的国。
And all these things will be added unto you.
这些事情都要加给你。
Brothers and sisters, in our prayer life,
弟兄姊妹们，在我们祷告的时候
，Whose interest are we seeking?
我们是在那里寻求谁的兴趣
？Praise God, Zacharias was seeking those things of the Lord.
感谢神，撒加利亚他在追求的是神的事情。
And then the desires of his own heart were met.
然后他自己心里面的渴望被实
现。We find this happening so often in our Christian life.
我们看到在我们基督徒生活里面，这样的事情多有发生。
But when we get our eyes off of our own selfish desires,
当我们把我们从我们各自的私欲上面的注意挪开
，and our eyes onto the things of the Lord.
当我们把注意放在神的身上
that all of a sudden we find our own needs being met.
突然我们就发现我们个人的需要也被实现。
Oh, praise God, this is where Zacharias was.
感谢神，这就是撒加利亚所在的地方。
But we know how Zacharias, he questioned that angel.
但是我们知道撒加利亚也在那里问这个天使。
And the angel disciplined him.
这个天使就在那里。
He said, because of your unbelief, you're not going to speak until that child's born.
天使就警戒他说因为你不信所以你必成哑巴直到那一天成就的日子
But one of the precious things about Zachariah
但是宝贝的在撒加利亚身上宝贝的事情
was that even though he had been rebuked and disciplined
也许他在那里被天使所斥责
he kept right on serving
他还在那里接着侍奉
Look at verse 23
我们读23节
It says and it came about when the days of his priestly service were ended that he went back home
他供职的日子已满就回家去了。
Now, we don't know how many days were between the time he was disciplined and when he went home.
我们不知道在他那里受警就教训和他回家中间有多少天。
But the impression is that there were some days between them.
好像感觉他这中间有发生了一些日子。
So often when we get disciplined or corrected,
也许当我们被主来警戒的时候
we fold our hands and quit and just sit down.
我们只就坐在那里我们就放弃。
I'm going home.
我回家去了。
Not going to serve anymore.
我们不再侍奉你。
No, we see Zacharias continued serving.
我们看到撒加利亚还在那里接着侍奉。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
It shows how, to me, how Zacharias was so teachable.
我们看到撒加利亚带有是何等的受教的心。
Because later on we see how he responded to the discipline.
因为我们看到他对那个教训是有如何的反应。
When they wanted to know, what shall we name this child?
当他们想问他，我们叫这个孩子叫什么名字？
He was the one that said, we'll name him John.
他在那里用笔写字说我们叫他约翰。
And his mouth was opened.
那个时候他就开口说话。
And if you look over it later on in chapter 1, starting in verse 67,
我们就看到是67节。
It's a beautiful prophecy of Zechariah.
这就是撒加利亚的美丽的预言。
To me, this is one of the great lessons we can learn.
这就是我们可以学到的一个功课。
Because so often when we find ourselves corrected,
当我们看到神在那里改正我们，
how do we respond to discipline?
我们如何对那个管教我们来反应？
Do we allow discipline to train us?
我们愿不愿意让那个教训来训练我们？
When the Lord rebukes us,
当主来斥责我们。
Remember the Lord rebuked Moses.
你知道神在那里责备摩西。
But Moses kept serving.
但是摩西在那里接着来侍奉。
Remember the Lord rebuked David.
看你看到神在那里责备大卫。
Said David, because of your sin, you're not going to build the house.
他说大卫，因为你的罪，你不能再为我建殿。
What did David do?
大卫做了什么？
He made ample preparation for the house.
大卫在为圣殿做了更多的准备。
He kept right on serving.
他在那接着侍奉。
And brothers and sisters, so often when we get corrected,
弟兄姊妹们，在神改正我们的时候，
we think somehow it disqualifies us.
我们觉得他好像让我们变得没有资格。
No, I mean the Lord points out, yes, we did something wrong.
不是，但是当主指出我们做的不对的时候，
but we repent of it.
我们就在那里懊悔。
We allow the Lord to forgive us.
我们就让神来饶恕我们。
And then we continue on.
然后我们接着侍奉。
Zacharias learned from his mistake.
撒加利亚就从他的错误里面来学习。
At one point he had unbelief.
在那么一刻他是不信。
But through the discipline he learned of the Lord.
但是通过神的管教他学
会。And he was able to break forth in this prophecy of speaking not only of John the Baptist but of the Messiah coming.
他就在那里发出关于约翰和基督的预言。
Zacharias was teachable.
撒加利亚是有被受教的。
He was teachable, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，他是可教的。
And I think this is one of the greatest characteristics we see within those that hasten the coming of the Lord.
我们看到这是在那些在催促主来的那些人里面是一个很重要的一个性格。
Are we sitting before the Lord every day teachable?
我们是不是我们在主的面前我们是受教的心？
Or are we sitting there as an expert who knows it all?
我们还是在那里做一个专家，我们知道所有的。
May he forgive us if we're just a bunch of experts.
愿意他来饶恕我们，如果我们认为我们自己是专家的话。
But would we be teachable every day of our life?
但是我们在我们每天的生活里面，我们有没有受教的？
There is so much more of him to learn.
有那么多可以来学，值得我们学习的。
There is a vastness of him.
在那里面有众多的让我们学习的。
And if we're all honest,
如果我们都诚实的话，
we learn far more of him sometimes when we make mistakes than when we do something right.
当我们犯错的时候，我们比我们做对的时候学得更多。
When we really mess something up,
当我们把一些事情搞糟的话，
we see his mercy,
我们看见他的怜悯，
we know his forgiveness,
我们看到他的饶恕，
we know he hasn't forsaken us,
我们知道他还没有放弃我们，
we know we haven't been disqualified,
我们知道他没有让我们失去资格，
he picks us back up,
他就把我们在这里扶起来。
And says, "Continue on in the race."
他说：“你继续在那里奔跑。”
Now the enemy will lie to us.
这个仇敌会向我们撒谎。
The enemy will lie and try to get us to think that there's no longer any use for us in the family of God.
这个仇敌就欺骗我们说你在神的家里面你没有用了。
But each and every one of us are precious in His sight.
但是我们每一个人在他眼里面都为宝贝。
He has chosen each one of us with a special purpose.
他拣选我们每一个人都有他的目的。
And He has each and every one of us living here at this day and time for such a time as this.
他让我们在如此的世代里面活。
And are we going to be those that are listening to His voice in this hour?
我们是不是那些可以听见他的声音的人？
And allowing the work of the Holy Spirit within us.To create that character of Christ.
我们能不能让圣灵在我们的里面做工，让我们带出基督的性格？
That we could be those that are hastening His coming.
让我们可以做催促他回来的人。
May we have a teachable heart.
愿意我们有一颗受教的心。
To learn of Him more and more every day.
让我们每天越多的认识他。
That we could hear those words, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
我们可以来最终我们听到他说。 你是又忠心又良善的仆人。
We can end here tonight.
我们今天晚上就到这里。
I'll give you a homework assignment.
给你们一个作业。
Read the rest of 1 and over into chapter 2 for tomorrow night.
我们读把路加福音一第一章和第二章都读一下。
And let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, we are so grateful that you have ones in the scripture to encourage our hearts.
主，我们满怀感激，因为你用着你的圣经来激励我们。
Lord, we're thankful that as we look at these ones, we don't see perfection in them.
主，当我们看这些人，他们并不完美。
But we just simply see ones who had a heart for you.
我们只是看到他们有一颗向着你的心。
And Lord, that's really our desire.
主，这就是我们的盼望。
Lord, we get so frustrated with our own selfish ways.
主，我们有时候为了我们自私，我们是何等的挫折。
We get so irritated with our own pride of life.
我们为了我们的自满，我们是何等的不高兴。
Lord, we want you to be dealing with us.
主，愿意你在那里对付我们。
That we could be a people that would hasten your return.
让我们可以作为一个百姓，我们来催促你的再来。
In thy name we pray.
奉你的名祷告。Amen. Amen.